Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Things moved rather quickly.
They did.
Yesterday, when it came to the whole release the Epstein files. You know, for so long, there was so much blowback and resistance from Republicans. And it was all of a sudden like the dam broke.
This is called momentum. Like, this is a real-time momentum. Like, you see it all happen. And I was shocked how fast this all went.
Really, truly, pretty wild how it all went down. Now, there were victims of Jeffrey Epstein that were there while this vote was going on to release the Epstein files. And that vote, I believe, was it not everyone voted yes, except for one person?
On this vote, the yeas are 427, the nays are one. Two-thirds being in...
Yes, it was one.
It's Clay Higgins.
Clay Higgins.
It's like,
what's crazy
it's like,
is,
no. I'm like, okay, good luck with that in history.
Yeah, I understand his reason. I have the same concerns as far as, like, you don't want someone who is, like, taking advantage of the con man that is Jeffrey Epstein versus the
what
sex offender.
What do you mean? He was saying, oh, we don't want to have people that are... Yeah. Like victims, their names out there, or other people that weren't, you know, criminally have their names out there look too bad, so sad. We're moving on.
I think that's a problem they can deal with because at this point you have to put the stuff out there. But, you know, I don't know. I talked about this on Monday. The sex offenders and creeps like this will try to buddy up with good people. So when bad things come out, they go, that's my friend. He'd never do that. So there are going to be people who are going to be like, I really didn't have any idea, but they're going to show up. And that's a bad situation because we do go out. Those people are going to get attacked.
So but I everybody it, but except one.
Only
so
one.
I don't understand it.
Not good. Not a good look on that day.
Good for you.
Not a good look.
Oh, God. Anyway, that thing moved to the Senate. But, you know, Mike Johnson, it sounded like he wanted them to, you know, make some changes, you know, and people were saying, oh, you know, he was talking about how. You don't want to jeopardize anything or anyone. But the Senate was like, no, dude, 420 some votes. We're just moving this thing on as it is. We'll get more into the technical stuff coming. In the meantime, President Donald Trump seemed pretty cranky about the whole thing yesterday. And again, listen, I know some of you have gotten used to this and you don't realize just how disgusting and outrageous it is. But an ABC reporter asked a question, and then he basically called for their license to be revoked because, God forbid, a question Mary Bruce, White House correspondent, asked, and it had to do with the Jeffrey Epstein files. Do we have that little
interaction? Yeah, this is, by the way, he references a previous question. She asked a different question. This was the second time he, you know, had an issue with one of her questions.
Here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do.
Yeah, there's one where she asks the question.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. They're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter. As far as the Epstein files is, I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. But and I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did.
So he clearly says, he says he knows a lot about it, apparently.
Although Donald Trump's name has come up thousands of times in these ones that we've seen just from the estate. Listen, the personal attacks that he does on reporters, it's just awful. Obviously, he doesn't like the question, so he has to attack the person. And this is constant stuff. Yeah. The other day, in case you didn't see it, and I don't think that there's actually any video coverage of this. I've not been able to find it, but it has been reported on by multiple outlets that he referred to a Bloomberg news correspondent as a piggy during a clash on board Air Force One. Now, it picked up traction Tuesday, the comment. It I guess, happened on Friday. And it has drawn backlash from fellow journalists. Now, I'm just curious as to why nobody at that time outraged would have defended or said something about it. Her name is Catherine Lucy, and she is the Bloomberg White House correspondent. And she took advantage of the press opportunity with the president. So this is where they just kind of informally go around on the plane. And she asked a question about the unfolding Jeffrey Epstein scandal and the possibility of the House voting to release all the files. As she started to ask why he was behaving the way he was, if there's nothing incriminating in the files, Trump pointed at her and said, "Quiet, quiet, piggy." CBS News reporter Jennifer Jacobs first reported that Trump called a Bloomberg news reporter piggy. Then after the news came out, there were others. CNN anchor Jake Tapper wrote, "Disgusting, completely unacceptable." I guess there is a clip of the incident. Now I'm seeing sharing a clip. But former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson called the remark disgusting and degrading. That is just really, you know what? All of it is bad and it's only getting worse. And look, as he is spiraling out in public, we are watching it in real time. But to call someone a piggy because they ask a question, and this is in public, I can imagine what he says behind closed doors.
It was on Air Force One.
Yes.
But they had cameras going. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. I did hear it yesterday. And then I'll tell you what, I started doing my own research and what I found. And it's funny because the reporter's name is what?
Catherine.
Which would explain when Grok on Twitter yesterday was saying, no, the reporter's name was Peggy.
Yeah, no,
that's what Grok said.
I know they're trying to now say that it was Peggy. It's not. Her name is Catherine Lucy. Yeah, you can hardly hear me say quiet, quiet, Piggy.
That's craziness.
Piggy. That is really, really horrible.
That is wild, though.
Just the low of the low. And it's it just goes to show, look, this is who he is in public. I can imagine what he says behind closed doors. What the hell? All right. So back to the whole Epstein files situation. There was another moment, and we'll get back to the Epstein files. Do we have the clip regarding the murder of the Washington Journal correspondent, Washington Post, sorry, Khashoggi?
Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah, this is a same reporter. This was right before the other question. Mary Bruce from ABC asks, and he came to his defense. The president came to his defense.
So the guy who ordered the murder and dismemberment of Khashoggi when he went to, you know, the Middle East to get, I think he went there for some kind of documents and never came out of the building there. So Donald Trump is sitting down with the prince who ordered this thing. And what is amazing, you're going to hear Donald Trump defend him and almost say that it's fake news, that it's not real. His own CIA at the time, he was the president when this happened, determined it was ordered. That murder was ordered by the prince, who's sitting by his side in our White House. What a shameful, shameful thing.
Mr. President, is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful. And I've made America more successful by far than it ever was, and that it ever could have been, no matter who was president. There would be nobody bringing in $21 trillion, that I can tell you right now. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Just yes, Mr. President.
Yeah.
That is so unbelievable.
He, to his credit, the Saudi prince, he answered the question.
Did he?
He at least addressed it after the president was like, don't embarrass our guest.
Mr. President, you allow me to answer. You know, I feel painful about, you know, the families of 9/11 in America. But, you know, we have to focus on reality. Reality based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents that Osama bin Laden, he used Saudi people in that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the fact that our own president...
Horrible.
In being asked, by the way... being asked about whether the appropriateness here, this Prince Mohammed bin Salman,
MBS,
who
yeah.
ordered the murder of a reporter, he says it's fake news. Then he says the guy who was murdered, remember, murdered, dismembered, his body taken out in, I believe, like briefcases, suitcases, just real.
Someone brought a portable bone saw.
Vicious, horrible stuff. And what does he do? He calls the victim extremely controversial.
Yeah.
And well, whether you like him or you don't like him, he was extremely. What the hell? That is so. That is just jaw dropping. I don't even know what else to say about it other than, things happen. You know, there are people who are controversial all the time. So I just got Charlie Kirk was controversial. Would you ever answer a question like that if you had the person who ordered someone to be murdered sitting next to you? Would you say, well, things happen, he's controversial? I mean, it's more and more stunning every single day. Quickly, just to mention where we're at with this files, the Epstein files enforcing the release. The Senate agreed by unanimous consent to approve the House passed bill requiring the Justice Department to release all unclassified records and documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It's swift. It was very swift in the Senate and has ended the protracted battle in Congress. This has caused months of turmoil in the House. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer last night received unanimous consent to approve the Epstein Files Transparency Act upon receipt of the legislation from the House. They got approval from all 99 of his colleagues to deem the bill passed. As soon as the Senate receives the legislation from the House, they expect that to happen sometime this morning. And they say that that this now will quickly send the legislation to President Trump's desk. after the Senate Republican cloakroom ran a hotline to see if there were any objections on the Republican side of the aisle. They were doing the voice vote thing. And look, the Senate's now passed the Epstein bill. They'll do it as soon as it comes over from the House. And again, that is supposed to happen sometime this morning. So we'll see what happens here. Deeming a major House-approved bill is passed as soon as it's received in the Senate is extremely rare. It's a procedural move that shows Republican senators are not eager to vote on the matter after months of party infighting over it. So that thing is moving forward, and they didn't do any changes to it, which Mike Johnson kind of hinted that he wanted to see done.
Yeah.
So this thing moves forward. Now, the question is what happens next?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I saw the news. I said, John, did you see? And he was excited. Guess what's coming?
Another Dua Lipa song? No. Hang on. What's coming? Oh.
It's Celtic Woman.
Johnny's favorite.
They are coming to the FM Kirby Center.
Shut up. I didn't see that. This is big news for Johnny.
The group Celtic Woman performing as part of a new era tour. This was announced yesterday, Sunday, March the 8th. Getting you right in that spirit, right around St. Patrick's Day.
Hang on 1 second. Johnny, I just put in vacation days. You can take off the day before and the day after. You're done.
How about that?
Okay.
Are you excited? He's already planning. And not only is it great news because it's right here. I saw them at the Kirby Center. Oh, gosh, years and years ago. My husband's a big fan of theirs. So, and they're great. They are so much fun to see in person. But because the fact that they're here, they're also playing nearby as well. Right. So you're going
to.
It's going to be a Celtic Woman palooza for you.
That's right. In March.
So John's gone in March, everybody. We'll see him in April.
What's the furthest you've ever driven to a Celtic Woman show? I forget.
Probably, let's see, I think either State College or Lancaster.
Like I think you went to like upstate New York once, didn't you?
Did you ever go to Syracuse?
Syracuse, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so that's a little closer. Yeah, that's, I mean, this is, I try to explain to people who ask about this, like, is he just, like, really a fan, or is it a joke? No, it's he's a fan.
Super fan.
Super fan.
It's not outside the norm. You see them all the time on WVIA. I think I don't know if they do anymore, but passing by on the channels, I think a lot of people love them. They're great.
Oh, they have a huge following. And I've learned this because sometimes I'll joke and be like, if you want to talk to Johnny, just bring up Celtic Woman and you have your afternoon planned because you're such a super fan. But I tend to. I apologize to you because I tend to like tiptoe into this area where it sounds like I'm making fun of you. And I have no room to do that because we all have our own interests. And I love how passionate you are about that. So
good stuff. You were excited when you saw it.
Yes.
Maybe good we can get you. Tickets to give away. John, so you don't have to buy them. Do you want to
be he's already working on stuff.
We should have you introduce him if you're allowed on stage legally, because I know you get close to him sometimes.
I think they have a PFA on him.
All right. Yeah. That's our joke, but he never denies it, which is...
You're always there. They probably know you to see you.
Well, now this time there's going to be a couple new members.
So you need to get them to know who you are.
That's right.
It's like Menudo. Remember that back in the day when their voice changed, they booted them out? What changes about these women that makes them leave? Is it just career aspirations?
Do they go solo sometimes?
Yeah, some of them, they either came from solo careers or they go into solo careers.
Right. Or they just get tired of...
Your family. You
know. True or false, the most successful former member of Celtic Woman who went solo is Beyonce. True or false? False. Okay, I'm making things up. I don't know much about him.
Was it that one who played the fiddle?
Mairead?
Yes.
Yeah, she's...
Amazing.
Doing things on her own.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing now. Yes. Good for her.
I'm so happy.
By the way,
I'm so happy
in addition to Celtic Woman, there's some comedians...
Yeah, I saw these.
...that are also going to perform. We've got Daniel Tosh's My First Farewell Tour, Sunday, June 21st. I guess he's known for being on the Comedy Central. He's had hour-long specials, the show Tosh.0.
Very, very popular. He hasn't toured in a long time, as far as I know.
Stand-up comedian Brad Williams performing his The Tall Tales Tour, Thursday, September 17th.
Do you know why that's funny?
Is he short?
He's a little person. I don't know what the official term is, but he's a little guy. He's very funny. He's not a little guy like a kid. He's a guy like
How about he's short?
Yeah, I don't know what the appropriate term is, but he probably would be fine with whatever.
So the Tall Tales Tour, and these are all at the FM Kirby Center, and you can get their tickets. They all go on sale starting today for Kirby Center members and on Friday for the general public.
They are getting good comedy. This is in addition to Jim Jeffries, who's an Australian comedian who's he's an American citizen now, I believe. He's really funny, too. There's big names they're bringing in.
So former Penn State coach James Franklin is now the coach at Virginia Tech, and he made some public comments, the first one since taking the job. Did not mention Penn State. He just referred to it as the last place. His quote, "We poured our heart and soul into the last place for the last 12 years, learned a lot of lessons, got tremendous experience. And obviously, we're going to take all those experiences and knowledge and bring it to Virginia Tech." And look, as someone who is a fan of Penn State football, I'm happy for him. It seems like he's found a place where he'll be, I think, comfortable and do well. At the same time, I also think it was time for Penn State to move on. It's really interesting online because there are a number of commentators and others who I'm going to specifically mention a few from the Barstool organization, and they have like Barstool Penn State, Barstool, that's like every school.
Dave Portnoy, didn't he sell it and bought it back?
Anyway, something he's like that. Something. Okay, but the point is, there have been ones, and now, like in some ways, they're like, oh, look, great get for Virginia Tech. Penn State's going to blah, 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 like crapping on Penn State for the firing of James Franklin. And people have screenshots of him talking about James Franklin and how poorly he does in the big games and how much they've been let down. It's amazing. Some of the same people who would always call him Big Game James and how he would fail at the big ones.
Sarcasm.
Now are like, well, Penn State is going to rue that. It's like, you know, just be consistent. So I'm happy for James Franklin. I think he'll do well. There are people who say he should do well there. It's the ACC. He should be able to have a lot of wins. You know, there are some who look at that conference to say it's not as tough as being in the Big Ten or the SEC.
Yeah, like I think he's a great coach for them to bring in because he's a program builder. He can rebuild. He's kind of proven that.
And that's his whole region for recruiting.
Yeah, so this has never been about is he good for your program? It's just about whether or not he can take you to the elite level.
Right.
Penn State decided he couldn't.
So who is the next Penn State coach.
I don't freaking know.
It's so funny because there are some who are getting very anxious. And there are others who claim that they have knowledge that, oh, they already know who it is. But you're not going to know until after Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Ooh. So who will it be? Who do you want it to be? And I'm just curious to know if anybody has anybody in mind that they would like it to be.
If it is true that they have it all figured out and they know exactly what the plan is, that would make a lot of sense because it seems like every school who is firing coach is really making noise except Penn State.
Right.
It seems like everything's real quiet, like they have it under control.
Right. Now, I will say this, looking at the coaching questions out there, this Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss.
That seems to be picking up some steam somewhere.
I think he is more likely to stay there. That's the question is like that. Did they give you a deadline is the question people are asking him that supposedly he has to tell them by like November 28th, because I don't know. I think a lot of this is a way for him to get more money. Right. You keep the question out there. But I think we're at a point now where he's very, very much on social media. And his dog is on social media, if you've ever seen his dogs. It's pretty funny. I just don't see him. I think in the end, he's going to get a lot of money and he's going to stay there.
Every time we bring him up, I Google him to remind myself of like who he is.
Yeah.
And he's so young. He's 50 years old.
I know.
That's insane. And I always worry, like, will a big name coach who's coached in the NFL want to come to a small place like State College? And then I remember he was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska, not exactly a metropolis. So I think.
Oh, Lane?
Lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think it's one of these things where, you know, it might be right for him.
Right.
You know, big fish in a small pond kind of thing.
This Kalen DeBoer, who is from Alabama. Now, he's the coach at Alabama, and but there's some questions about, you know, that they've had some losses. They have one game coming up that people are saying if they lose, they think his job might be in jeopardy. He supposedly might have some roots, does he not, in a part of Pennsylvania, I thought.
Lane Kiff?
Kalen DeBoer. I thought that's who I was talking about. Maybe I've got this wrong. There's one in particular that they've been talking about, and he was from Colpmont, Pennsylvania. Maybe I've got the wrong coach. But
I always love when there's a Pennsylvania town I've never heard of.
I keep trying to look for the ones that have a connection, because that's a big part of what they're looking for.
Or are we making that up? Like, everybody who watches this, because there was Matt Rhule, who definitely had a connection. Terry Smith definitely has a connection. There's a lot of people who seem to have connections that aren't.
I'm sorry.
This
it was
stuff.
Bob Chesney. I am so sorry. Bob Chesney is a native of Colpmont, Pennsylvania, and he is at James Madison University. His name has been coming up in recent days about possibly coming here. That is where he is from. And now when I search it, it says he is a leading candidate for the new Penn State football coach position. I'm sorry. So not the Alabama coach, but Bob Chesney. So James Madison University, and I guess has had a lot of success there as well.
But that's very similar to Franklin, same kind of small side school building that program.
Right.
No proven track record of like that next level success. So we'll see what happens. I think. Looking at it, as much as I think Lane Kiffin might be slightly overrated, what do I know? And he also has been in the NFL. It has that big name appeal. You'd think that's what they'd want. If they want to go up and coming, take the guy, Brian Hartline from Ohio State, who has been on the national championship team, is in the division. That's awesome. That's an awesome steal.
It does, they're not head coach. They haven't been a head. Like, look what we have right now. We have a defensive coordinator. Who do we steal from Ohio State?
Their defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And there's been some questions about that as well. So, you know, do you take someone who has success at a smaller place and bring them up? We've seen that be more successful, I think, in some cases than just taking someone specializing in one. You know, the offense or the defense.
In the Big Ten, taking a guy like Hartline would really be a splash and a big, like, middle finger to Ohio State, you know, to steal their guy. Their heir apparent, you know, and I think that would be
their defensive guy, and it didn't really do it. We'll quickly run this down for you. The 2025 podcast rankings from Apple. The Morning News. Jason at number one. Just kidding.
We chose not to be on the list, just so you know. That's what's
the Joe Rogan Experience was the most popular show this year on global listener data, displacing The Daily from The New York Times. That is in second place. Mel Robbins, you know, they want to, they would. Anyway, I think she's great.
But I've also heard she stole ideas from people, and that bothers me.
Doesn't everybody?
From her? From me?
We're in a whole world of people stealing stuff. Anyway, she comes in third. I think she has great advice. Anyway, Rogan's episode with Elon Musk was the fourth most listened to episode of 2025. So, boop, boop, doop.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.